Trisha and John Anderson, my guest host today, while Brian is on vacation. Okay, so I want to talk about sunburn remedies. So I was reading something about using like Greek yogurt.
Greek yogurt? Yeah. I thought that was just for consumption.
I thought so,
not
too.
Application.
Like for me, aloe. Aloe is a great soother of sunburn.
Well, the Greek yogurt. I mean, does it say that it has to be unflavored? Can it be flavored? Like, are you supposed to use a certain flavor? Is it supposed to be strawberry?
Good point.
Vanilla? Do certain flavors provide better relief than other flavors? That's so interesting.
It just says a spoonful of cold yogurt smoothed over the sunburned area, and it will soothe the area within minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know,
how did they learn that?
Right.
Somebody
who dropped
it on their leg and they were like trying to rub it off and it just rubbed it in and it was like, oh, there's relief there.
Right. Who thinks I'm going to go to the fridge and get a tub of Greek yogurt and slap that on there and see how that goes?
What do you use for when you have sunburn?
I don't get out in the sun too much anymore. As far as getting burnt is concerned, a couple of years ago, actually, I was outside one day on a weekend and I was power washing our concrete driveway at our house.
Okay.
And I had the power washer out there, and I started early in the morning, had one of the cutoff sleeveless t-shirts on. I got out there early and it's cool, you know, the mist is blowing off the power washer, and I get in a trance. I'm listening to music.
Well, you can't, it's hard to quit that halfway because
it is.
You know, it's like satisfying to watch it.
It was so satisfying. Just see the dirt just start to like wipe away. It's just these strips. It's so methodical, right?
I'm
just going back and forth and back and forth. And so 6 hours later, I'm like, man, I hurt. And then all of a sudden, like my arms are like, I look like a lobster. And so I'm trying to figure out, do I put aloe on there or what do you do on there? And one of my buddies, Daniel London, I was texting him. I was like, what do you do for sunburn? We got to texting. I was like, I'm sunburned. And he said, dude, like take a bath in pickle juice. I'm like, pickle juice?
Pickle juice.
Like, I don't have enough pickle juice jars to, like,
yeah,
I mean.
Like, where do you get that much pickle juice, first of all, except going to the grocery store and just buying a bunch?
Right, yeah. And I mean, you don't dump the pickles in the bath with you? I mean, needless to say, I just went with the aloe, the traditional. I didn't know Greek yogurt, nor did I have Greek yogurt to even try that. So,
like, I wonder if you take the pickle juice and if you just, like, rub it on your skin, even maybe that would help, but then you would smell like pickles.
Right, then you've got to bathe to get, like, you have to take a bath for the sunburn and then you take a bath to get the smell off.
Exactly.
You know, what happens if you can't get the pickle juice smell off?
Yeah, because that could stick with you for a while.
It could. So it could be repungent.
All right, so here's another one. Honey.
Honey.
If you apply it directly to the burnt area, leave for about 20 to 30 minutes before rinsing off.
You want to talk about something not being able to get off. Now we're going from,
right?
We're going from pickle juice to honey. Think
and
about
it,
how,
like,
sticky honey
you're
is.
You're just going to like rinse it off. In my experience, rinsing, just, you know, I'm just thinking like roll a little water on it. It's just going to, honey will not come off that easily, I don't
think.
Right.
Now you've got to sit there and scrape. I mean, you get like a sponge. You're sitting there scrubbing. I got to, hold on, let me get my loofah and scrub off the honey, right? I mean, holy
because
smokes.
The whole thing at that point.
Right. And now you've just done more damage to the sunburn than what, you know.
Yeah.
No, I'm not using honey. No.
Okay. Cucumbers. Like if you slice up cucumbers and you place it on the areas and it has a cooling and soothing effect.
I thought that was, isn't that what people use like when they're doing like exfoliation on the facials and things?
Yeah.
Aren't cucumbers what go on the eyes?
Yeah.
So
I guess it also goes on your sunburn. So I'm imagining you're laying there and you've got all these, like, you know, I don't know how many cucumbers, like 10 cucumbers, and you slice them all up and you go through that whole process and then you lay them down. And then wouldn't you have to have somebody help you at some point? You put them on your right arm. Then how do you put them on your left arm?
Right. I don't know.
Honey, we need
more cucumbers. But think of it. But now you could start combining things, right? So do you put cucumbers and then could you cover the cucumbers with Greek yogurt to help keep them in place?
Or put the honey on,
or
then put the cucumber on top,
right?
And then it sticks in place, and then you put the Greek yogurt on top of that.
You all need to have a study done on this.
Well,
somebody needs to volunteer to go get sunburned so you all can experiment with this.
There's one more. Carrots. If you eat carrots, then that will apparently help you.
If you eat them?
Eat the carrots, and then it'll help your skin.
I feel like all we have done is constructed a salad of some sort.